WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. You may have already heard some of Prince's new album, Sign of the Times. Our rock critic, Ken Tucker, says the record is Prince's most successful recent work. Before we hear from Ken, let's listen to an excerpt of the album. This is Slow Love.
Prince's new two-record collection, Sign of the Times, is being hailed in some quarters as this prolific rocker's return to the real world, to the steamy, sexy music that made his reputation in the early 80s. Over the past few years, Prince has had a bad case of psychedelic self-indulgence. He made a movie, Under the Cherry Moon, that as a film disaster is the rock version of Howard the Duck. He released an album called Around the World in a Day that suggested he hadn't even been around the block. With its woozy vocals and hippy-dippy lyrics, it sounded as if this 25-year-old had just discovered Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and it, like, blew his mind, man. Of course, whenever an artist starts doing the stuff that made his initial reputation all over again, critics scramble to pump his hand and welcome him back to reality. Their reality. Much as I detested Prince's recent narcissistic freak-out period, I also tend to think that he's earned his eccentricities. After nearly a decade of record-making, he now possesses a mastery of modern rhythm and blues styles that is unequaled in his generation. Over the course of Sign of the Times, you hear echoes of James Brown, Sly and the Family Stone, Al Green, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye. But Prince has become the most important black rock star by steadfastly resisting the profoundly racist and profoundly widespread notion that black artists are influenced primarily by other black artists. He's already gone through a deep Beatles period, and thank heavens that's over. But Sign of the Times shows that he's listened carefully and well to white musicians as disparate as Led Zeppelin and Joni Mitchell. The song I'm going to play contains everything I've been talking about. A beautiful pop melody, a sly, stonish vocal, lyrics that suggest Lewis Carroll by way of Professor Irwin Corey. Here's Prince singing a song called Starfish and Coffee.
Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy. Third in line wasn't me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Favorite number was 20, and every single day. If you ask her what she had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, a side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy often did when Cynthia won the round. Surf and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, a side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Oh.
Starfish and coffee.
a happy face, just like the one she draws on every wall, in every school. But it's alright, it's for worthy cause. Gonson, I keep saying stop and share coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, side on her hand. If you set your mind free, babe, maybe you understand. Stop and share coffee, maple syrup and jam.
That was Prince from the new album Sign of the Times. The only thing that's missing from that song is the X-rated romanticism that suffuses much of the rest of the album. I think it's what non-rock fans call erotica. It also works as good rock and roll.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.